It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The requirement to give renters 30 days' notice before eviction proceedings has been extended. It was set to expire today. Renters have the chance to catch up on their late payments in that 30-day window, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports evictions are allowed to move forward.
Governor Jared Polis's ban on evictions officially ended on June 13th, and that means landlords can start to file legal claims in court. In fact, removals are already in progress. Courts around the state have accepted more than 800 eviction cases since June 1st. Many of those are related to renters not paying rent before the pandemic or other lease violations. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Home builders are weathering the COVID pandemic better than most. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Permits to build single-family homes in Colorado are up 9% through the first 5 months of this year. One home builder said it was, quote, crazy. But not that crazy. Home construction was listed as an essential business early on, and work progressed on homes through the spring. The construction labor force has fared relatively well through the pandemic, down just 3.5% since last year, and the demand for homes has not dropped as the pandemic has stretched on. In June, the number of homes under contract was up more than 30% over last year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Officials in Jefferson County say a squirrel found in Morrison tested positive for bubonic plague. It's the first case in the county. The officials are warning residents not to feed wild animals and to avoid contact with dead wild animals. Humans and house pets can get the plague, but that risk is low as long as people take precautions. It's hot again today for Denver and Colorado Springs in the 90s this afternoon, then slightly cooler temperatures and down into the 80s tomorrow and on Wednesday. 101 in Pueblo today, close to 100 in Grand Junction, with fire danger in western Colorado. This is CPR News.